It's Texas Standard Time.
A culture of cover-up. That is the allegation being made by a Texas woman who used to oversee the youthful offenders program at a Texas prison in Brazoria. The would-be whistleblower tells Lauren McGaughey of the Dallas Morning News that Texas teens placed in the program are in danger from a cycle of abuse, though her concerns, she says, have been ignored and reports of incidents discouraged. Lauren joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, David.
Who is this woman bringing up these allegations, and what exactly is she claiming?
Dominique Mitchell was the program supervisor for this very, very small program of teen inmates who are housed in adult prison. It's kind of unique. In Texas, you can be as young as 14, and a judge can certify you as an adult, and you can go to adult prison depending on your crime. So we have this small prison program at the Clemens Unit in Brazoria. It's in an adult prison, but it's separate, and it houses just these couple of dozen teens, and she was the supervisor for that program.
Now, it's my understanding, though, that this program has now been dismantled. Is that right?
Dismantled is probably a little bit too far. They are moving the teens to another adult prison unit. She was there for 4 years, and she consistently raised concerns about abuse and neglect of the teen inmates, most of whom are 17 years old. And she provided us with emails and official complaints and grievances. But it wasn't until a teen inmate was found engaging in a sex act with an adult inmate that they started making changes. And that's when they decided to move all of the teens out of this particular prison.
Now, from what I understand in your reporting, Ms. Mitchell is alleging a culture of cover-up. What does she mean by that, and what does she point to as evidence?
She said that within the Texas Department of Criminal Justice and this prison in particular, staff members were discouraged from reporting abuse, neglect, fights, riots. And if they did report it, she claims that they were punished, that you were seen as not being loyal to the program or not being loyal to your boss or to the warden. And she flouted that consistently. She sent a lot of emails and filed a lot of grievances. But she said that generally it was discouraged because they said it wasn't her job to be making those kinds of complaints.
Did she feel like she suffered from anything she said or from her emails raising concerns?
She does. She also lost her job. She wasn't fired, but she was offered a demotion, so she decided to leave state employment. But she believes that because she raised concerns for so long, that she kind of became a thorn in the side of the administration, and they wanted to pick her out. So a lot of people lost their jobs in the aftermath of this sexual incident at the prison. And she said, you know, it was just time for her to come out and publicly raise the concerns that she had been raising internally about abuse of these teen inmates.
So what does the TDCJ say about Texas Department of Criminal Justice? What do they say about these allegations?
So they sent us a statement. We sent them a list of her allegations, her specific allegations, which was pretty detailed. And they sent us a statement that said essentially that any claims that there are systemic problems with the program for teen inmates is false, and that they take allegations from staff very seriously. They didn't mention our whistleblower by name or specifically, but they did in an earlier statement point to the fact that the warden of the prison and the head of the program were essentially forced to retire and resign, and that they're taking steps to ensure that those teen inmates are moved to try to improve conditions.
Are there any allegations of criminal misbehavior in any of this? One would think if you're talking about a guard and an inmate having an underage inmate having sexual contact, there would be some kind of criminal charge to follow, or no?
So the teen inmate that was involved in this sexual incident was 17, and that's the age of consent in Texas. So it's obviously against prison rules for any inmates to be engaging in sexual contact with each other. But because the younger inmate had already reached the age of consent, the prison officials said they couldn't file criminal charges against the adult that was involved. They could only take administrative steps. They didn't tell us what those steps were, whether they were punished.
Lauren McGaughey is a Texas government reporter for the Dallas Morning News. We'll have a link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Lauren, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.